We'll start again from Pei Chesu Bet Aleph at the Gemara. Gemara says somebody ushered his son-in-law from having any handoff from him, and he wants to give something to his daughter, so he gives it to her al-menas that the husband has no shaykhus to it, and that he's only giving it to her. That's what the Mishnah says, that it becomes hers when she actually eats it. It's only where he added that extra bit that not only is there a tnai that your husband has no shaykhus to it, but you're only getting it when you eat it. But since yad isha ki yad baila, if he just made a tnai that the husband shouldn't have any shaykhus, as soon as the woman gets it, it's like he gave it to the husband. And Shmuel holds, no, we don't say yad isha ki yad baila, and if you made the condition that the husband has no shaykhus to it, you can give it to the daughter. Maskiv l'rab zera. Let's see, Rashi. Lo shonu diyochel litein lo. Afagav dehu mudr hanom imenu. The only time it's that you're allowed to give it to the daughter, even though you're what's it called, usher to be mahana the son-in-law. Ela do omar lo beinyin ze. Ein lecho reshus bohem. Ela masha'at no seis ve no senes l'toch pich. You have no rights to this thing either, unless you eat it. Do omar lo hachi. Then the kona bal, then the bal is not kona. The yochel lahenus mehen. The mishal ish to ochel. Then even if she doesn't eat it yet, but the husband now is getting the hanor from the wife, not from the father-in-law. Aval omer lo mashatirzi asibohen. But if he said you could do whatever you want with it, afal gav the omer lo shein lebalich reshus bohen. Domi kamisha kona habal miyat. Then as soon as he gives it to the woman, she is an extension of the husband. Miyad ha'av the yad isha kiyad baila kamisha nosen lechos no dummy sorry hirshalo bohen lasos mohen called over vasur habal bohen. He told her she can do whatever she wants with it, so she becomes an extension of the baal, and it becomes as if the father-in-law is giving it directly to the husband. Ushmuel omer afilu omer lo mashatirzi kasover lo amrin yad isha kiyad baila. We don't say yad isha kiyad baila in this respect. Okay, maskil of zeir. Taman azla hosh ma'isa de Rav. Who did Rav say his halacha that yad isha ki yad baila? Reb Meir. The Omer yad isha ki yad baila. He goes like Reb Meir who says yad isha ki yad baila. Rashi. Taman azla hosh ma'isa de Rav. The mataritz l'masnis and yad isha ki yad baila. Who explains the Mishnah that last phrase is davka. That he had to say not only that a condition that your husband doesn't have shaykhus to it, but that I'm only giving it to you to eat. Reb Meir, the Omer ba'alma diyad isha biyad baila. Like Reb Meir who throughout Shas says that yad isha kiyad baila. V'raminu. Kesed mishtafin b'mavoy. When you make shituf in a mavoy, it's like a eruv, right, in a chotzer, similar. Everybody has to have a chelek in food that they own the meshutav, and then all the reshuyos because of that become meshutav. So somehow everybody has to have a chelek in that shituf, in that eruv. Okay, so meiniach es achavis, you take a chavis full of food, va'omer harezel lechol b'nei mavui, and you mezake it to all of the mavui. Each person could contribute their part too. But if one person wants to give everything, but it has to belong now to everybody, so he's mezake it to all the people in the mavui. Mezake lohem, but you can't just pick it up for them, because it nevertheless your reshus. So you have to give it to somebody to be mezake for them. Mezake lenayde avdav shivcha so ivrim. So you can give it to your eved ivri or shivcha ivriya, am ivriya, because they're not an extension of you. Right, you just own their work, but not them. And therefore, what's it called? They can pick it up, and there's mezake it. There's zoche for all the other people in the mavui. V'al yidei b'no b'to agdolin, or you can use your adult children who are not somech al shulchano. So they also can. There's somebody else. They can mezake for the rest of the mavui. V'al yidei ishto, and you also can give it to your wife. So you see, you don't say Yad Isha ki Yad Baila, because if it was, it'd be just as if it's he's picking it up, and it never left his Rishos. You can't be mezaket to somebody else through yourself. The Iyam Rishkani Yason Baila Erev Lo Nofik Mishusei Dabal. And if you hold that Yad Isha ki Yad Baila, the Erev never left his hands. Right, and this Stam Mishnah is Reb Meir. So how could Reb Meir hold Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila and still hold over here by Eruv? It's going to help Al Yidei Ishto, Rashi. Viraminu Kesev Mishtat V'Meseches Eruv V'Stam Masnisa Reb Meir. So it's a kasha on Reb Meir, a steer in Reb Meir and Reb Meir. Omar Rava Afal Gav the Omar Reb Meir Yad Isha Ki Yad Baila Moder Reb Meir Le'inyin Shituf the kivin de zakos lacherim hu miad baila zachya. So Rava said, no, even though Reb Meir holds normally yad isha ki yad baila, but over here by Erev it's different, because he wants, his whole purpose is not to give it to his wife, it's to use her as a means to give it to somebody else. So she never really gets it, it's not really hers, she's just a means, she's a kli to give it somebody else. She's a middleman. So therefore he can mezaka to other people through her, since the intention is not to give it to her. She never had it. It's intention to give it through her to other people. That's what Rava says. Rashi Omar Rava, Afagav the Omar of Meir Bialma Yad Ishikyat Baila, Kamisha Nosam Lachasno Domi. In the our case of the Mishnah, if you give it to the wife, it's mamish like giving it to the son in law. Moder of Meir Lin Shituf Kivin de Lazakos Lacherim who miad by Lazakia Kolomar. Kivin de Baal Daito Havi Lazakos Lacherim. His intention is not that his wife should get it, that she should be the means to be Mazaka for others. Al Yideishto Nami Yotsu Miad Baila. That's considered going out of the Rishus of the Baal. The Ainlo Rishus Bohem Klum. Vahochi Mazaki Lu Al Yodo. Of a Bialma, Kigon de Yoid Maton Lishto, but if the present remains by the woman, then it's as if the husband got it. That's what Rava says. Eisve Ravina l'Ravashi. So Ravina asked Ravashi, Elu shezochin lehen ayidei b'no bito agdolin. These are the people you can mezaka and eruv through. Different price. Through your adult children, the abdel v'shivchos ivrim, or your Jewish slaves, the elu she'ein zochin lehen ayidei b'no. These are the ones you can't be mezaka through. Because they're an extension of you, right? Your little children. And Gemara says over there, even big children that are somech al shulchan avihem. The abdov shivchos waknanim, because an eved you own his body, so it's an extension of your hand. So an eved kanani or shivcha kananis can't be mezaka through them. The ishto and the wife. So here the Brisa says you can't be mezaka the eruv through your wife. And before it said you could. So there's a steer in the Mishnayos, in the Brises. Elam Ravashi Masnisim B'Yishiyesh L'Chotzer B'Oso Mavu Yaskinan. The Mishnah that says you could be Mazaka through your wife, right, as opposed to the Brises says you can, the Mishnah is talking about the woman has an independent Chotzer in the Mavu. So she can be Mazaka for herself, the husband give it to her, right, in order that she be hers, that she should have part of the Shituf, part of the Eruv. So since she can be mezaka for herself, she can be zocha for herself, she can mezaka for other people too. Mashain came, the braisa that says you can't do it through your wife, is where she doesn't have a part in the mavi. So she doesn't have any reason to have a part in this shituf. She's just being mezaka for other people. That can't work.
But the chatzah, that's hers, it's really her husband's.
What? So we'll see that somebody gave it to her also, that he shouldn't have any sheikhs to it. Where she has a chelik in the mavui, and she has to be zocha for this to her for herself. Her husband give her a present and say, "This is, I don't want this to be mine; it's yours." That he can do, right? But he can't be mezaka through her hand because it's like it's still in his hand. But over here, since she needs a chelik, she can also mezaka to others. It's like he gave it to her for herself, and migo de zachi lanav she zachi nami lechavre. That's what Ravashi said. Rashi, elu shezachin gabi shituf mavi kamari. Shemazaka Mishilo Lechobene Mavoi. This Bryce is talking about also Shituv in a Mavoi. Al Yad Beno Bito Agdolim, Shikvar Yosim Rishuso, who are no longer dependent on him. Avalo Al Yadei Beno Benito Aktanim, Shiyodon Ki Yodo. But if they're somech on him, they're kids, little kids, or even big kids that are somech al shulchano, then they're an extension of him. V'chein lo al yidei ishto. And then Bryson says you can't use your wife either. Amal Reb Meir, afilu al yidei shituf yad isha ki yad bai ladamya. We don't say what Rava said, that since his intention is to give it to someone else, right, he can use her. You see that it doesn't work? Elam Rav Ashi masnisim de la'el dekomer de yochel zakus l'cho b'nei mova yidei ishto. She has an independent chotzer in that mavui. Lo so isha, she ain't chatzeres kukala baila, and her chotzer is hers. Somehow she got it without her husband owning it. Why? So she needs to be part of this shituf too. The fact that her husband is part of the shituf doesn't help, because she's an independent chotzer. The migo de zachi lenafsha. Since the husband can give her a present, now since she can get it for herself, she can mezak it for other people also. Okay. What?
Stump
price.
Yeah,
but we don't find the machlokas, what's it called? So we assume it's the same person. In other words, just make up a new Mandi Omer, right, that we didn't find a machlokas before is less mestaber than finding some kind of terrorist.